This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Joining us now on the Progressive Insurance guest line is Drew Pearson, the standout Dallas Cowboy number 88, the man who caught the Hail Mary. Drew, welcome into the show. You're on with David and Carla.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
So I guess you're on site for the Cowboys matchup tonight against the Giants. Would love to ask you, we've seen the Cowboys lose to the Jets and defeat the Eagles soundly. Which team is the real Dallas Cowboys?
That's a good question, David. You know why? Because we're trying to figure that out down here.
Yeah.
You know, with the real Dallas Cowboys, the team that started with three victories or the team that lost three straight games and then, of course, lost to the New York Jets. But then they turn around and have a great game against the Philadelphia Eagles. And I don't know how things are going to turn out tonight, but hopefully they'll come out playing in the first quarter and dominating the first half and not giving the New York Giants any hope. Because if we can knock them down early, I got a feeling they might not want to play the rest of the game.
We're talking to Drew Pearson, formerly of the Dallas Cowboys. So Dak Prescott has matured a bit over the last few years. Where do you think he ranks in the quarterback statures in the league?
Well, I think he's one of the top quarterbacks in the league. You know, he'll never lead the league in passing. His receivers will never lead the league in receiving and receiving yards. But all Dak does is win. And, you know, he's been to the Pro Bowl twice in 3 years. He's been in the playoffs twice in 3 years. He's won a playoff game here for the Cowboys. Even going back to Mississippi State, you know, Mississippi State hadn't won anything till Dak got there. And he took them all the way to number one before he left. They beat Alabama. So he's nothing but a winner. And that's what I look for. You know, Roger Staubach never led the league in passing. Troy Aikman never led the league in passing. But they led the league in victories, Super Bowl appearances, and things of that nature. So hopefully that will judge Dak on the success, not only his individual success, but team success. And hopefully that will put him in the upper echelon of quarterbacks, certainly right now in today's NFL for sure.
Let's talk about the wide receiver position of the Cowboys, because it's obviously undergone a lot of transformation with Cooper coming in, Cobb coming in, and Gallup developing. How do you assess the receiving core for the Cowboys today?
You know, we've got a very good receiving core, one of the best all-around receiving cores when you include the tight ends into the passing game, into that receiving core. I think we got one of the best receiving cores in the National Football League. What has slowed us up a little bit were the injuries. Cobb has been hurt in and out of practice. Tavon Austin in and out of practice, in and out of games. Michael Gallup missed a couple games, but I understand he's healthy now. He'll be back out there tonight. So, you know, it's just a matter of those guys staying healthy. And now they're more ingrained into the offense and what the offense is doing. And we just got to get that running game going a little bit and pay a little more attention to that in an effort to try to get it going. And then if we do that, that'll open up things in the passing game. We'll be able to throw that football downfield. Cooper even has had injury problems, but I understand it, through the whole week he was a full participant in practice, so he'll be ready to go tonight. So just a matter of these guys stepping up and doing taking advantage of the opportunities that they have and go out there and make some plays tonight.
We're fortunate to have Drew Pearson, Mr. Clutch, former Dallas Cowboy, here with us tonight. Drew, I wanted to go back and ask you something a little bit more about Dak. And you talked about his on-field performance, which I just love that you brought it all the way back to Mississippi State, because you're right, he put them on the map, and he has done nothing but win for this team. And I also want to bring up just his off-field, how he has really galvanized this locker room, and these teammates will go to bat for him. And on top of it, in this age of holdouts, of demanding contracts, of, you know, even his teammate, Ezekiel Elliott, spending most of the preseason in Cabo, Dak has comported himself with class personified in not even talking about his contract. Is Dallas going to buck up and make him his franchise quarterback? And do you think he will get rewarded for how he is handling this situation?
There is no question he'll be rewarded. Jerry Jones loves Dak Prescott, and rightfully so. You know, he is he's a difference maker and a winner. And not only that, but the way he carries himself. You see him do the press conferences after a game. He's always in a suit and bow tie, looking sharp. He represents what Dallas Cowboy quarterback position is all about. And, you know, you mentioned galvanizing the locker room. They see him going through his paces. They see him working hard and trying to become a better football player and be a better Dallas Cowboys. And then the other guys, you know, try to follow that path. We did the same thing with Roger Staubach. You know, we saw how Roger worked, how he approached the game, how he was such a professional. You know, that motivated us to do it the same way. So I think it's the same thing in this locker room, in this day and age with this Dallas Cowboy team. And there's no question their unspoken leader is Dak Prescott, and rightfully so. He just represents the Dallas Cowboys both on and off the field, in the locker room, very well. I don't see anybody in the league kind of matching what he brings to the table as a quarterback. In a, you know, talking about all around.
Well, Drew, coming from you, that is an outstanding endorsement, and I agree with you. Let me ask you this. So a couple years ago, you riled up those Philly fans at the NFL draft, and it was epic and wonderful. So your thoughts on the Eagles and this battle in the NFC East right now?
Well, the Eagles are struggling a little bit as well with injuries, especially in the receiving core and all that. But I ain't feeling sorry for them.
You know? As you shouldn't, as a true Cowboy, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, let them deal with it. But, you know, they're still a good football team, and if we want to get to the playoffs, if they want to get to the playoffs, I got a feeling that one of us got to win the NFC East to get there. I don't think a wild card will come out of the NFC East. So for us to get to the playoffs, for the Eagles to get to the playoffs, one of us has to win the division title. And hopefully it'll be us. But we still got a rough schedule to go. We still got to play them again. We got to play the Patriots, the Bears away in Chicago on a Thursday night. So we still got a tough schedule to deal with. So we just need to take one game at a time and see if that's good enough to get us to win that NFC East title and then get into the playoffs. And it couldn't happen to a better team than the Philadelphia Eagles if we leave them home for Christmas.
We're talking to Drew Pearson, standout Dallas Cowboy. Okay, last question for you. I'd love to ask you about tonight's matchup. Saquon Barkley, obviously the biggest factor for the Giants. But after that, what do you see on the Giants team that gives you some pause for the Cowboys tonight?
Well, you know, not much. I guess that's why they're struggling.
Yeah.
What, do they got two victories so far this season?
Yep.
The only thing that threatens me a little bit on the offense is, of course, you mentioned Barkley. There's no doubt we stop him, try to put the game in the hands of Jones, the quarterback, and, you know, then start putting some pressure on him, knock him around a little bit. He does fumble the football, and he does throw some interceptions when he doesn't see the type of coverage or that he's expecting. So hopefully we can do that, stop them that way on offense, and then on defense, you know, their defense, hopefully we can attack their defensive secondary. That's where they have problems. They're pretty good up front and as far as stopping the run, but their defensive secondary has some problems. So if we get that running game going a little early, then go to the play action and throwing that ball downfield, you know, I think we'll have success against the Giants tonight.
Big Monday night matchup. Glad you're on site there for it. Drew Pearson, thank you so much for taking the time to join us here on SB Nation Radio.
Dave and Carla, thanks for having me, guys. Hood, hood.
Hood, hood, Mr. Clutch. Thank you.